We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article discusses the various ways in which people cope with anxiety and stress, and how escape behaviors can be harmful.
People use different activities to cope with anxiety or stress, such as alcohol and drugs, sport, relaxation techniques, or thinking about positive things. Some of these activities can be harmful if they are used excessively or to escape from difficult situations. People with anxiety disorders may try to avoid situations that trigger their anxiety, and this can lead to agoraphobia. Psychological therapies can help people learn to manage their distress more effectively and escape the web of anxiety.
Anxiety disorders are the most common type of mental health problem, and it's estimated that many people suffer from an undiagnosed anxiety disorder. To identify and treat these problems, it is advisable to work with a mental health professional. The symptoms of stress and anxiety can include physical, emotional, and behavioral responses that can affect how we think and feel in our lives. I think many people underestimate the importance of seeking help for their symptoms, as there are effective treatments available to reduce the impact of anxiety on their lives. One of the most common ways people try to escape their anxiety is through the use of alcohol and drugs. While this can provide short-term relief, it can also create an addiction and worsen mental health in the long run. Over-reliance on alcohol and drugs to cope with anxiety can also show harmful manifestations, such as the development of psychological disorders. In addition to the psychological aspects, such escapist strategies also affect society in many ways. The use of drugs and alcohol to escape anxiety can be seen as a form of escapism and provides a valuable release for those who use it. However, using drugs and alcohol can make life harder in the long term, leading to further negative realities. Other positive coping strategies are necessary to divert stress away from the individual's psychological levels. There are many ways to cope with mental health issues such as anxiety without resorting to drugs or alcohol. People should find ways that work best for them according to their individual abilities and resources available in their environment. Some of these include meditation, mindfulness, exercising, talking with friends and family, or seeking professional help from mental health professionals if needed. Mental health is an issue that many people struggle with, and it can be difficult to cope with. One way of escaping anxiety is through escapism, which is when we take a break from our worries and concerns in order to make ourselves feel better. This can take the form of procrastination and laziness, but it can also be taken in more extreme ways such as drug use or gambling. Escapism can come from fear of facing the things in our lives that we are afraid to face or doubt our abilities to work through. Mental health is a difficult thing to work through, and sometimes the best way to start working through it is to take a mental vacation. This helps us to escape from our worries and stresses by indulging in something that gives us little escapism, such as pursuing our joys. We don't always have time for this, but it is important that we make little time for unstructured free time that allows us to get away from the stresses and strains of everyday life. Anxiety can be caused by situations that are out of our control, or by a fear of something. It can cause disabling and embarrassing symptoms, and it is important to find help if you have been suffering from it for a long time. Leading sources of help for mental health include your GP or a mental health charity. Talking about your feelings with someone you trust is also an easy way to get support. Anxiety involves excessive fear and nervousness, often accompanied by physical symptoms such as sweating, trembling, and a racing heart. It is a normal feeling but can become a disorder if it becomes persistent or extreme. There are various types of anxiety disorders, such as agoraphobia, which involves an intense fear of places or situations from which escape might be difficult or in which the person experiences feelings of helplessness. Panic symptoms can occur during an event or rough foe and include chest pain, dizziness, and shortness of breath. People with agoraphobia may avoid situations such as shopping, traveling, and socializing due to the fear of having a panic attack. It is important to give yourself time and space to think, rather than trying to push it away. It can help to talk about what you are feeling with people you trust. Remember that anxiety is not something you have done wrong, but rather it is often linked with your biology, so don't be too hard on yourself. Try to focus on the present day and not get too caught up in worrying about the future. Stress and anxiety can be crippling, so it's important to address the underlying issue. To do this, you need to remove what obligations you can from your everyday life and take time for yourself. Practice self-care activities such as yoga, mindfulness, or journaling. which can help you process any trauma that might be causing the stress and anxiety. Take some time out of your life each day to focus on yourself and whatever is causing the issue. Mental health is something that we all need to take seriously. Using cognitive behavioral therapy can help us recognize our thoughts and feelings and learn new tools to help cope with our anxiety. It can also help us uncover any underlying issues that may be driving our escapism habits. If you are having a hard time, reach out to a mental health care provider or therapist to get the help you need. Talking with someone can bring little self-awareness of your use of escapism as an escape web for anxiety. Take this time and learn from people who know how to recognize the issue and give you the tools and techniques you need to overcome it in your own way, in your own time. Mental health is a complex subject that needs to be addressed in a more tolerant manner. Helping to escape behaviors and provide escape behaviors are essential for those with anxiety disorders. Going through psychological therapies can give individuals the skills to make escape behaviors, as well as giving self-care behavior which can help ease the urge to flee from difficult situations. Better ways of coping with feeling overwhelmed and distressed are needed in order to teach individuals how to deal with these moments in a more productive way. Providing a little bit of support during times of distress can provide individuals with the right tools and techniques they need in order to deal with the situation in a better way. Mental health issues, such as anxiety and loneliness, can take many forms, such as procrastination and addiction. As a rational person, it can be easy to succumb to the temptations of escapism. Escapism can take many forms like playing games, indulging in fantasies and other distractions. While these can help provide some temporary relief from the problem, it is important to find long-term solutions. Observed benefits from this type of escapism include increased productivity and creative thinking abilities. To escape anxiety, one should try managing stress through relaxation techniques such as meditation and deep breathing. By much more anxiety can be avoided in the future by incorporating yoga and meditation into daily life. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ronnie and this was episode 1685 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.